This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations said on Thursday the pace of climate change has not been slowed by the global health crisis, and the world remains behind its battle to cut carbon emissions. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Petri Talas is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
There's been classically thinking that perhaps in the future something may happen, but it's obvious that we have to start acting already now if we want to reach the lower limit of Paris Agreement.
The WMO said lockdowns and other restriction measures only led to a temporary downturn in CO2 emissions last year. The UN said concentrations of major greenhouse gases like CO2, methane and nitrous oxide continued to rise in 2020 and the first half of this year. The average global temperature for the past 5 years was among the highest on record.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th, under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi's broad-based coalition government. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended on no pay, but cannot be sacked. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of up to 1,000 euros or $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a jab. But most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further